with his view on that and to dig into some of the detail around the $500 million extra the government announced yesterday to fix some of the problems in the scandal-plagued aged care sector. We're joined now by the Health Minister, Greg Hunt. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Sabra.
Just on the hospital and the home program, you want that rolled out by mid-next year. Will that make private health insurance premiums cheaper?
The goal is to do two things. Firstly, and most importantly, to improve the range of options for patient treatment. So this is ultimately about being able to take advantage of what we have now in terms of modern healthcare. And the example that Thomas gave in your package of a patient, instead of having a longer stay for a mental health condition, because that's what the private health rules currently dictate, they might be able to have a shorter stay if the doctor deems it optimal and have more time with treatment at home. So each person will get the optimal treatment.
Sure.
That's the guide. It's likely to have a significant efficiency improvement in terms of both hospital costs and private health insurance costs.
You're saying likely?
Likely, because it will vary in each case. What I'm driven by and what my fundamental goal and role as a health minister is to make sure that we have better and better patient care. So that's the driver. But it's very, very clear that this is likely to have a significant improvement in the costs and efficiency and therefore make private health more affordable.
All right, we've got a lot to get through. To aged care, you've announced an extra 10,000 home care packages. That sounds really impressive, but for those waiting on the waiting list, it's 120,000. How do you think the 110,000 who've missed out feel?
Well, with respect to 97% of those who have been awarded a home care package of some form are receiving care at any one time.
But they're not receiving the kind of care that they want.
And so what we've done is, since we came in, we have increased the number of packages from 60,000 to 125,000.
Let's talk about today's and yesterday's announcement.
Now to 150,000. So what you see is a 150% increase at the same time as the population has increased by just over 10%. So a dramatic growth. One of the things that the Royal Commission sets out, and indeed a previous Royal Commission, the Home Insulation Program pointed to, is the need to ensure that when you are bringing workforce on, they're given appropriate training, appropriate quality, and that the safety and care of patients is absolutely the number one goal.
Sure.
It's the same in private health insurance. It's the same in terms of aged care.
The Commission found that 16,000 people die while waiting for a home care package. What is an acceptable period of time to wait?
Well, we actually have set a very clear goal that it's not just the number of home care packages, but we've set a reform program to unify home care and home support.
Okay, it's a simple question. Sorry.
That includes the ending of waiting time. So for the first time in Australian history, we have a government that has not just listened to the Royal Commission, we sought it because we cared about the agonies of what we saw with things such as the Oakden crisis under a state system in South Australia, and we have set a goal of ending waiting periods.
By when?
Well, we will wait for the Royal Commission to put its final reports. In the meantime, we're getting on with the work now of preparing for that, of preparing to unify the system and injecting the 10,000 packages. I do have to say respectfully that this idea that people are not getting care is incorrect. 97% of people who were awarded packages are receiving care.
I'm not making this stuff up. This has come from the Royal Commission. It says for level four packages, the highest care packages, the Royal Commission found the average length of time for people waiting was a year. For a quarter of those people waiting, the wait time was 3 years. I'm not plucking this stuff out. It's come straight from that report.
I understand, I respect. This is a deep personal passion, and that's why we've done two important things only yesterday. Firstly, agree to a unification of the two different systems, which was recommended by the Royal Commission, and that is about ending the waiting times and immediately to inject an extra 10,000 places focused on these higher care packages.
Why then? The National Seniors Association, Ian Henschke, has come out after the announcements that were made by the government yesterday. He said the Royal Commission in its interim report called it neglect, and I think we're still neglecting the problem.
Well, what we have done, and we have listened very carefully to the Royal Commission, and indeed I briefed the Royal Commission, Royal Commissioner Briggs yesterday, who, said this was a very positive development, and it's in line with what the Commission recommended. long-term, fundamental, profound reform which will change the way this system is delivered, which is why we commissioned the Royal Commission at the outset, and an immediate injection of places that will make a difference. And the important thing that the Commission set out, very important thing, is to tailor the growth of the workforce consistent with safety and quality, and not to do that would be negligent. And that's why we have framed it in terms of what we believe is the appropriate pace for growth of well-trained, caring staff that can deliver the care which is absolutely fundamental to each of our seniors and their families.
You've just touched on that, because the Royal Commission has said it cannot be piecemeal. Whatever the government does following, it can't be. It has to be a fundamental overhaul. That is going to cost a lot more money than what we spend now.
Well, what we've done...
How committed is the government to actually spending the billions required? Because, as it points out, time and time again over the last 20 years, inquiries have handed up the same recommendations that have been ignored by governments of both hues.
Well, this is the line in the sand. One of the first things that Scott Morrison did when he became Prime Minister was to set out the call for a Royal Commission. He framed it. We worked together and drafted the terms of reference.
So that's a yes, that you will spend the millions more required?
What we will do is we will listen to the Royal Commission. And we have already responded. And we've responded in real time to what the Royal Commission set out as their interim findings. And we've addressed the three areas of concern that they raised in terms of home care, chemical restraint or medication management, with some profound changes in that area to protect our seniors. And then thirdly, to get young people out of aged care facilities. And they are the interim recommendations, and we've responded, and we will continue to respond to the Royal Commission. But at the same time, we're getting on with changes that have never occurred. To think of this, 150% increase at the same time as a 10% increase in population in the number of home care packages. So we came from a low base, Minister, in 2013, and it's a deep focus and an absolute passion because we care.
I'm sorry, Minister, we are out of time. I'm sorry. Thanks
That's
for joining AM this morning.